Fear is a powerful motivator. Many people are controlled by fear. It's not a bad thing necessarily. We have the fear historically as an instinctive trait as humans so that we can avoid danger. We fear danger. We fear the animal that's rushing toward us that's about to eat us, and so we run the other way because we're afraid, and that's a good thing. But my dear friends, what so often happens is that fear, rather than motivating us to choose life, paralyzes us and incapacitates us so that we, as it were, wallow in spiritual death. Jesus wants us to move from death to life. That's what our Lenten journey is all about. Jesus is journeying throughout Lent to Jerusalem. Jesus is moving closer and closer to Jerusalem, and next week he will arrive. And we will arrive with him. And it's not that that Jesus wants us to remain in death, although we do journey with him to his death, but it is so that we can have life. We can have the fullness of life. Saint Irenaeus, one of the great theologians in the church, has a beautiful saying: the glory of God is man fully alive. My dear friends, when we, as the daughters and sons of our loving Father in heaven, are fully alive, we are glorifying God in the most amazing way possible, because God created us to be alive. God created us to have the fullness of life through his Son, Jesus Christ, with whom we are journeying this Lent. Jesus is with us, and that gives us the greatest cause for hope, especially when we are tempted to fear. We have this natural fear, ultimately, of being all alone. Because Jesus, because God, created us to be in communion. We are created in the image of a loving God who is three persons in eternal relationship of love. That's what we are created. That's what we are called into. That is the fullness of life. When we get to heaven and we are united with the Lord in the most intimate way possible, so intimate we don't even imagine, we can't even imagine what it's like in this lifetime. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard what God has prepared for those who love him. And it's a beautiful thing. But we fear the death that is going to take us to eternal life. And so in our fear, we sometimes make irrational choices, unnatural choices. We choose sin because we incorrectly think that it will bring us life. We're attracted to the good. God has created us with this, it's like a magnet. We want to always go towards the good. But because of our fallen nature, because of our weakness and our limitations, the good in our mind, the good in our heart, it gets kind of warped. And we don't always see the good for what it is, namely, life with God. But Jesus does not abandon us. Jesus does not leave us alone. Jesus is with us to encourage us along the way. The shortest scripture passage is in today's gospel. What I mean is the shortest verse of sacred scripture. Three words, and Jesus wept. Jesus wept. He knew that he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead. He trusted completely in his heavenly Father. And yet he wept. He was sad. He was heartbroken because of his love for Lazarus and Martha and Mary. And Jesus weeps for us as well. Because of his love for us, because of his desire for us to have life. We have beautiful ways in our church of restoring life, of restoring God's grace when we are broken, when we are ill, when we sin. And even if we don't see that life restored in us the way we would like it to be, because we still suffer with sickness and disappointment and heartache, Jesus is with us, giving us the life we need to draw even deeper, closer to him, which is the fullness of life. We have the privilege today after Mass of having prayer teams available because we are communion, because we're called into relationship, because we support and pray for one another. And so I would encourage you after Mass to consider praying with, allowing others to pray with you for whatever your needs are, wherever healing is needed in your life, in your family, in your situation. The church also offers us the beautiful sacrament of confession, which is one of the best kept secrets of being Catholic. It is sad to me that many of us, faithful, God-loving, beautiful disciples of Jesus Christ, don't fully appreciate this gift of healing, this gift of life that the Lord offers to us as church. So tomorrow, guess what? We have confessions here. Father Prophet has, I think it's 3 to 8 p.m. or it's, our beautiful Pika is going to give us in the announcements when it exactly is, I think. In fact, I probably have it here in front of me. But anyway, take the opportunity before Easter to celebrate this sacrament. And I use celebrate intentionally. It is a celebration. It is a way in which we, like Lazarus, are raised from the dead. We are given the fullness of God's grace in the most amazing, beautiful way to give us the strength we need, to give us that presence of Jesus sacramentally. We also have the Eucharist that we are gathered here to celebrate. This gift of the Lord himself to nourish us, to strengthen us, to restore us to fullness of life. We will continue to have many fears. We will continue to be tempted in many ways because we are weak. And yet, my dear friends, by trusting in our Lord Jesus Christ and his presence with us, above all in the sacraments, we have the surest path possible to life. Choose life. It's why we are all here. It's why we are on this Lenten journey. Next week we will begin Holy Week, the culmination of our passage from death to life this Lenten season. As we prepare to do so, we journey with the Lord, knowing that he is journeying with us in our life, and that he is leading us from death to life.